White. Petoskey, Michigan, August 8, 1890. Dear son Willie, I received a letter from Mrs. Hunt stating they could not sell their place for less than $1,500. I really think this is more than the place is worth. Please do not accept the property at such a price. Frisbee says there is a property he has in view he thought you could buy cheap. Remember, you are perfectly welcome to our home this winter, for I shall probably be in California during the winter. I have not felt very well for a few days. Elder Corliss had an operation performed Tuesday. It was successful. The physician was an experienced surgeon from Ann Arbor. He says it is a marvelous thing that Elder Corliss has not lost his intellect. He said his good constitution was in his favor, but he told him plainly he might die under the operation. Tuesday night I spoke in the church. Dr. Lay had just told me that it was questionable whether he would rally. The physicians, there were five of them present, felt alarmed at the purple hue of his countenance. While I was speaking, Sister Weber called Dr. Lay out, and he left very quickly. There was a shock came to my heart that Corliss was dying or dead. I got through as quickly as possible. I learned it was another case from which a cancerous tumor was removed and hemorrhage had set in. Next day I was so weak I could sit up but little. Yesterday was some better. Today I am still troubled with exhaustion, but I attribute it to the weather. A shower came up, and the air occasionally coming from the land is oppressive. I am keeping quiet and mean to do all I can not to worry. But this is most difficult. I think and think until I am in keen distress. The Lord is good. Praise His holy name. Mother. This must go now to the mail. I speak tomorrow.